Bonneville. After conducting community engagement earlier in 2024, Bonneville RCMP released information in hopes of providing information to the public regarding four specific concerns that had been heard. The results are in from the 2024 Bonneville RCMP Community Engagement Initiative, which was open to all residents from Town of Bonneville, MD of Bonneville, Village of Glendon, Fort Kent, Lacori, Iron River, Tarion and Cahuan Cree Nation, reads information released by Bonneville RCMP. The initiative provided a forum where residents could bring forward policing concerns. Several responses were received from community members, many of which were individual concerns stemming from a personal interaction with the justice system, a crime or the RCMP, reads the information from Staff Sergeant Sarah Park, the detachment commander. Because of this, some of the responses could not be published, but Park did include a list of concerns and answers for publication to address the issues in general terms. Concern number one. There was a request for additional patrols at the intersection on Highway 28 at Fort Kent. It is felt that when traffic is turning north into Fort Kent or south onto Highway 657, other motorists sometimes use the turning lanes as passing lanes, making it a dangerous intersection. Answer. I can say I've noticed the same thing in my travels to Cold Lake with my family while off duty and wish motorists would comply with the arrows painted in the lanes. This is not the first time this topic has been brought up and unfortunately likely won't be the last, as some motorists simply fail to exercise the necessary patience to travel through these types of intersections in a safe manner. A motorist who opts to use the turning lane as a passing lane runs the risk of causing a T-bone collision, which can be especially dangerous and even fatal. Anyone witnessing a traffic infraction at this intersection is encouraged to note the license plate of the offending vehicle, if possible, and call us, 780-826-3358, as soon as it's safe to make the call, said Park. Concern number two. A concerned community member indicated there is an unhoused population that has seemingly taken over our community, most of whom suffer from some type of addiction and/or mental health issues. This community member witnessed an individual committing crimes and worries violence is getting worse and indicated, I thought to call the police, but was worried that it would take too long. So I called my spouse instead. How is it okay that people who are known to have extreme violent attacks are able to walk free in the streets? Answer. There are a few things to address from this submission. While it's from just one community member, the catch and release theme of it has been a big part of discussions between RCMP and community members for years. When RCMP are dispatched to deal with a prolific offender, after the arrest is made and the charge is drafted up, the next part of that process includes a bail hearing whereby the RCMP prepare a bail package and lay out a criteria for why that individual should be remanded in custody until their court appearance, explains Park. From that point on, the decision lies with a justice of the peace, not the RCMP, as to whether that charged individual will be held in custody or released out into the community. The release of habitual offenders into the community who then re-offend within weeks, days or even hours of their release is as equally frustrating for the RCMP who worked hard to catch and charge them in the first place as it is for the community. She adds, addictions, mental health issues and homelessness are all part of a larger societal concern that need to be addressed by community supports with the assistance of legislation. Also, I cannot emphasize enough the importance to call the RCMP when you see a crime being committed. The response times of the Bonneville RCMP are quite quick comparatively speaking to the rest of the province. But if the RCMP aren't made aware of a dangerous incident, we can't take the first steps in addressing it and making the situation safe. Calling family members to insert themselves into a potentially violent situation is very dangerous, never recommended. Concern number three. Theft of motor vehicles in the Lakeland. Answer. In 2023, 192 vehicles were reported stolen to the Bonneville RCMP. While the RCMP are proactive in many aspects of their work, the vast majority of crime investigation is reactive work that takes place after the crime has been committed, says Park. This fact is what makes prevention, when possible, so important. She adds, many of those 192 vehicles in 2023 were locked and did not have the keys left inside, but a high percentage of them were left unlocked and or did have the keys left inside and or were left running unattended. As such, many of these 192 thefts could have been prevented by the owner. Bonneville RCMP participated in Operation Cold Start, where members of the Bonneville detachment were active in reaching out to motorists during the week-long project at minus 30 C temperatures. They made contact with numerous people, most of whom were appreciative of the contact. Motorists who do not have command start or a second set of keys are the most vulnerable to having their vehicle stolen when idling. They were provided a steering wheel, club, free of charge from RCMP. Another tactic recently utilized by the Bonneville RCMP was use of an RCMP bait vehicle. In a six-week period, the RCMP bait vehicle was stolen twice by two different offenders known to RCMP for property crime offenses including vehicle theft, explains Park. Concern number four. Rise in car insurance rates as a result of vehicle thefts. One community member wrote to RCMP, saying, I believe that your influence and advocacy can play a crucial role in finding solutions for the crime rates we are experiencing. Whether through community safety measures, enhanced law enforcement efforts, or collaboration with insurance providers. Our community deserves to be a safe and affordable place to live, and the current situation is falling short of these expectations. Answer. I am sorry to hear some families may be finding the Bonneville area unsafe and or too expensive. As I'm sure all Albertans can appreciate, the RCMP have no power or control over vehicle insurance rates, and there is no appropriate scenario where RCMP would collaborate with insurance companies with a view to guiding them in setting their rates, says Park. Bonneville RCMP are exploring different crime reduction tactics, but ultimately the easiest way to reduce vehicle theft, which directly correlates with insurance rates, is to lower the number of vehicles being stolen from the Lakeland area. As for enhanced law enforcement efforts, I would love nothing more than to have a detachment size twice that of the current Bonneville detachment complement, so we could double up our proactive patrols and double up on our backup when responding to violent situations, says Park. The number of RCMP members that make up the Bonneville detachment, however, are determined by the province and our municipality. The Bonneville RCMP do, however, lean on their partners at neighboring detachments and assistance units. When a dangerous situation presents itself to RCMP, be assured it's an all-hands-on-deck response until the matter can be resolved, says Park.